Behold, I make all things new. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. There is a certain inclination which arises from original sin, which the medieval authors call the lex fomites, which translated into English means the law of the flesh or the law of the foams. Now, the reason that they talk about this law, St. Thomas says, is not because it's a true law, because a law ultimately comes from God in some way or another, either directly from God or derived, that is, through those who have his authority. But rather, they call it a law because man, as laboring under the effects of original sin, finds that he is inclined towards evil. Now, this inclination towards evil, at times, when we give into it, gives us delight and pleasure, and we like it. But if we continue to allow this type of inclination to occur in us, that is, if we give into it, and we don't fight it by obtaining virtue, because virtue is the way in which you undo the law of the flesh, if we don't do that, then if we keep considering, if our considerations are always about evil things, that is, if we keep them in our hearts and we let them fester, whether they are evil in the sense of that because we're getting some pleasure out of it, or they're evil because we want to hold on to some past injury that someone has done to us, or something that we see is bad, or something like this, then by doing so, in the end, we end up making our own misery. In effect, when we hold on to things that are evil, we are in fact becoming very similar, or we are mimicking the people in hell. For the people in hell hold on to their past injuries. They brood over them. They hold on to them. They take it out on other people that are in hell. They try and inflict suffering on other people because of their own suffering. Or they simply get pleasure out of being angry and things of this sort. But there are different ways in which people tend to hold on to the finality of this lex fomites, or this law of the flesh, that is, the finality of evil. As I mentioned, sometimes it's because they hold on to past injuries and they won't let them go. And they let them fester in their soul and they hold on to them, and as a result, it ends up straining their personality and they cease being the person that they were in the past. This is why God instructed us to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we read in the Apocalypse, our Lord says, "I make all things new." And if we forgive people and if we let go of it, then there is a certain lightening that occurs in the soul. The burden is lifted, and if we don't hold on to it and we put it aside and we don't think about it, then there's a certain, the burden is lifted, and there's a certain newness to our life. You also see people doing it by holding on to their anger because they get a certain pleasure out of it. And one of the signs that you know they're getting pleasure out of their anger is if they have to put it aside, that is, if they to turn away from it or fight against it, it causes a certain dissonance or pain interiorly, and that's a sign that they're getting a certain pleasure out of the anger. We also see people do this by mulling over how bad everything is or how bad people treat them and things of this sort. They continue to let it fester and let it continue to go on in their soul. We also see it by people allowing hatred of something or someone to consume themselves, and this again affects their spiritual life. And this is one of the morals to the story is that Satan tries to get us focused on how negative everything is, A, because misery loves company. That's what he does. He's completely focused on how miserable his own existence is. And so the more we do that, the more we become like Satan. But what happens in that process is our focus gets shifted from God, who should be the thing that we always keep in our mind, always and at all times, to things that are evil. As a result, because we become more like Satan, we start suffering, we start taking on the misery that goes along with that. But we see this with people who know, because they're in misery, because they're brooding or things like this, they tend to want to take it out on people around them. Often they will think they're doing the right thing by treating others in their family or those whom they work around or things of this sort, because they're going to, quote, teach them a lesson, unquote. When in fact, all it does is when we let these things fester in our soul and they become the principle of judgment of what we're going to do and say, we end up destroying our own prudence because the passions tend to affect our judgment and they end up driving a wedge between themselves and those around them. Even though they might want to be teaching somebody a lesson in order to make them follow their own view of things. Nevertheless, very often it just drives a wedge, an emotional wedge, between them and the people that they are doing it to. Even if the people that are around us are doing something wrong, if our passions affect our judgment, we will not help the situation. The only way we can help the situation is we have to put emotion aside, we have to put aside holding on to things that are negative so that we can be focused on the love of God. That is, we can be focused on charity and love of neighbor for the sake of God. There are ways to overcome this kind of this tendency towards the negative, which you tend to see people who have either melancholy dispositions or choleric dispositions. One of the ways that this can be done is that you simply have to let go of self. You have to be willing to suffer. You have to have a spirit of mortification. And this doesn't mean that you let people walk all over you. What it just means is that when people do walk over you, you're able to direct it not towards seeking vindication and taking it out on them, but rather forgiving them, because in doing that, you're the beneficiary of it. We tend to think that when we forgive somebody, they're the people who got off the hook. That's partly true, but the fact of the matter is that we get off the hook, because if we allow this thing to fester in us, then we get drug into the injury. The injury, in fact, people will complain about the things that people do to us, but in point and fact, the injury persists as long as you hold on to it. In other words, the injustice that they're committing against you continues as long as you continue to hold on to it. You can also seek not to be envious of other people's better situation, which often happens, in the sense that we see other people, or we might have something and we have a certain jealousy where we want to protect it and we don't want anyone else to have it. But jealousy and envy, which is seeing something that somebody else has which you don't, if we let those types of things fester in us, we can also end up going down this path. Traditionalists, as I've mentioned before in another homily, that can be rather negative. Granted, it's true that things in the church are bad, and that very often we are the people victimized by what goes on in the church. But we have to be very careful not to be focused on the negative for our own spiritual benefit. Not because we should be walking around smiling, you know, with an idiotic smile that has no basis in reality. Rather, our joy should come from charity. One of the principal fruits of the Holy Ghost is joy. And that's because as a person becomes more charitable, that is, as your focus becomes more on God, then God, the object of your joy, God, causes your joy so that you're very happy as a result of it. And so even when things are really bad, because the person's focus is perfectly on God, his soul remains undisturbed. And as a result, it doesn't bother him and he has a certain peace of soul. In heaven, everyone has let go of all of their past injuries. If you want to have a taste of heaven in this life, if you want God's kingdom to come to you, then you must forgive those who trespass against you. Only in this way can you focus on God and focus on your spiritual life. Hell is full of those who brood over their past injuries. If you want to avoid creating your own version of hell in this life, then you have to let go and be detached from evils and past injuries. Only then can God consume your whole heart and mind, and only then will he be able to make all things new in your interior life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen.